if you fit in, then you will be like your peers. If you want to be extraordinary, then you have to behave extraordinarily. You can't behave ordinary and expect to get exceptional.
They call it crazy. I call it focus. Don't ever let a sucker try to stop you from achieving your dream. The same dream that keeps you up at night, the same dream that gets you emotional every time that you think about it, that same dream that you know that will change your whole family's life. Yeah, that one. Don't let no one try to play you, bro. Go get it.
The future you has already stood in this exact spot that you're at right now. What feels like a wave of chaos in your life now is just a memory to them. They don't wonder if you're gonna make it because they already know that you did. In this moment that you're drowning in, to them, it's the opening scene. You might feel fear and uncertainty, but the future you can't help but be excited. So stop looking for answers externally and tune into the part of you that already knows. It's time to start listening to you.
Discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present. Why? Because only then it's possible that the mind is free, the capacity is free, and now you can completely immerse into whatever you are doing.
Your pain isn't punishment. It's proof that life is upgrading you. I want you to think about the last time that you felt heartbreak or failure or even doubt. Majority of people hide from it. They numb it. They avoid it. Or they distract themselves. Or they quit. But pain is a signal. Pain shows you exactly where you need to grow. Picture a weightlifter lifting heavier than he did yesterday. The soreness isn't the problem. The soreness is proof that his muscles are growing. Life works in the exact same way. Pain forces growth if you pay attention and use it. The next time that you are faced with any hardship or pain, I want you to lean into it, analyze it, try to understand it, and ask yourself, what is this teaching me? Growth lives on the other side of discomfort, and that is where breakthroughs happen.
Brother, it doesn't matter where you started. Hell, doesn't even matter where you're at right now. Matters where you finish. So keep trying. Because where you're at is temporary. But where you end up, that's forever.
What are you gonna do? How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward. Pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth. And forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret.
Because you're sad, now you're going to make a bunch of bad decisions because you're sad. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You're sad. Okay. You get emotional sometimes. Okay. Got it. Now get control of your emotions and carry on with your life.
Work like they're trying to take it from you because they are. If you're not working like someone is trying to take everything you've worked for, someone eventually will. They don't care that you're tired. They don't care how you feel. They don't care about your excuses. They don't care about your emotions. Complacency kills.
You do not need them to believe in you. You do not need your friends to tell you you're great. All you have to do is go become great, and they will recognize you. So we all have some stuff that we've been given. And I don't think that it's optional for us to sit on what we have. See, if you're sitting on what you have, what you've been given, I think everybody's been given something to bring to the planet. That only you can do that. Only you can perform that. Only you can initiate that activity. And if you don't do that, if you're not filling in your life with your light work or your mission, then there are gaps in your life.
You forgot who the fuck you are, bro. You got so caught up in other people's opinions and the way the world looks at you that you forgot
What got you here in the first?
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Please, forget everybody else, bro. Forget the crowd, forget the clubs, forget whatever it is. You have nobody to prove anything to except yourself.
In my philosophy, I'm a warrior and everything should be perfect. Everything what I'm doing, I have to do it well, or I shouldn't do it at all.
Sometimes a man who's not at peace is a man who was born to not fit in, but he's trying to shoehorn himself into a box or into a hole that he was never meant to fit in. And that might be you. Some of you are meant for the journey, not for the arrival. Embrace the journey and shun the box. And be one of those men who finds things, who figures things out, who sees things that others are not able to see.
And what we do when we're not living out our true identity, we begin to fill the gaps, we fill the holes with garbage.
If you give up a little bit today, like, you can't get it back. Like, if you skip a workout today, there's no possible way to get that back. When you let something go, it's gone. And Rome wasn't built in a day, but Rome didn't fall apart on a day either. It didn't fall apart because of one thing. It falls apart just a little bit at a time. And so you can't submit.
Everything you do holds value. There are no shortcuts. You went to every f***ing corner and made a left turn or a right turn, and then you went down the next path. And sure, everything in the opportunity was presented, and you got the most at each situation you could. If you come up short, you know it's not from your lack of effort. You got beat honestly, and that's fine.
You know, we all have one voice, and that one voice is very powerful that says, hey, you've earned this, you deserve this, take time off, all that stuff. Start developing the other voice that fights that voice, where it's not a designated day off. I don't care if it's running, swimming, biking, studying. If it's not a day off, don't take a day off.
But what you do frequently becomes your frequency. So if you want to know your life, look at your habits. That's what you do frequently, right? And they add up to a rhythm. Mm. That rhythm becomes a pattern. That pattern becomes your character. That character becomes your life. You're not going to be able to break out of it until you change something about who you are. So there's so many people that's operating from a paradigm of fear. They got too much fear. Courage is where it starts. Courage is where the shift starts. Because the fear will be there. But daily courage is how you activate yourself even when the fear comes. The fear of success and the fear of failure, it paralyzes people. It minimizes your vision. It stops your movement. It makes you think small as hell. It's your fear that's stopping you. Insecurity, you don't think you're good enough. You don't think that's for you, right? So when you talk about frequencies, the shift comes in saying that, you know, you have to be what you want to achieve already.
Wouldn't you want to know what would happen if you spent just one year, giving it your absolute all? You gave your diet your absolute all. You gave your fitness regimen your absolute all. You gave your work your absolute all. How drastically would your life change in just 1 year? 1 year of uninterrupted focus.
The whole like journey of the process of something, you're trying to become a master at something, is way more fun when you're uncovering the knowledge along the way rather than just being given it at the start. And I think it's a fool's approach to want to have all the answers at the beginning or even to think you have all of them. And I still far from having all the answers. Maybe there'd be a way where I would start with no knowledge again and go on a different path and end up better or worse. I never know, but I would still rather go along the journey without the knowledge to begin with.
The process it takes to be number one and stay at number one, you have no idea. Everybody wants to sit in your seat until they have to sit in your seat. Very few people understand what winning and success does to an individual's mental health. Everybody thinks the more you win, the more successful you are, it just makes everything so much easier. And they don't understand the pressures that these individuals put on themselves to continue to perform at the highest level.
The more time you spend alone, you're gonna figure out, okay, what your purpose is. And I say that because of this. You start seeking in those moments of not having any outside distractions. What happens is things become clear. Clarity sets in. And you're able to make decisions not based on what you saw that day or what you heard that day or what that person may have said to you. You're able to make decisions based on how you feel internally.
Inside, we grow. You start from here and it comes out. And from within, we're not worried about the sun, the clouds, the f***ing people in the parking lots. We're worried about our mission at hand.
Mortality, I think, is something we don't think about enough.
We must suffer. We must suffer. And you can run from it all you want.
Once you come face to face with who you are, you have a starting point.
The longer you hold on to this wish, the longer you prolong your own suffering. I mean, most of human suffering, our internal pain, our anguish, it comes from the desire to have things be different than how they are. You know, there's one quote I love from the poet Rumi. Try not to resist the changes that come your way. Instead, let life live through you.
So literally saying, nothing sustainable and worth while in this lifetime comes from something that's easily attained. Facing yourself, face your shadow, face the dark side, look at your demons.
Your lack of commitment is almost an insult to the people who believe in you. And that's what I'm trying to tell myself. There's people who believe in me, so this is what I'm telling myself right now today. There's people that believe in me, and me having this half commitment, it's not what the fuck I am. It's not what my people, it's not what the people who believe in me deserve. And I want to give back to the people who believe in me. And everything's in arm's reach. You just have to work to get there. There is no easy road to what you want. It's a long road. Everybody that wants to do something doesn't understand the steps that you have to take to get there. It's not just an entertainment. It's in all aspects of life, man. And that's what I learned at a young age. No matter what, you can't escape work. You can't.
To truly change is to think greater than your environment. And every great person in history knew this. Whether it was William Wallace or Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King or Queen Elizabeth I or Joan of Arc, they all had a vision. They all had an idea. Couldn't see it, couldn't smell it, couldn't taste it, couldn't feel it, but it was alive in their mind. It was so alive in their mind that they began to live as if that reality was actually happening now. So can you believe in a future that you can't see or experience with your senses yet, but you've thought about enough times in your mind that your brain is literally changed to look like the event has already happened?
Take all of the things that you got to do in a particular day and rank order them from the things that you want to do the least to the things that you want to do the most. And I guarantee one of the big reasons why you never get anything done is because you do the opposite. You start your day off doing all the things that you want to do, and then you dread the rest of the day, and chances are you probably just end up skipping it. But if you say, hey, let me start my day off by doing all these things that I don't want to do, by the time you're done with it, you're only left with all the things that you're looking forward to. So now you're proud of yourself because you did something difficult that was uncomfortable that you didn't want to do. And now you're excited because you get to enjoy the rest of your day. And they say you can't have your cake and eat it too.
How does suffering, how does hardship, how does pain give me purpose? The process of struggle and the one who bears it is a process of development, of strengthening, of learning, of readjusting. But not just to anything, my friend. You are moving towards taking steps closer to embodying what you truly are.
You know what's crazy?
You know you could be the one if you really wanted to, right? You know that, right? We see you keep playing the what if game. What if it don't work out this? What if it don't work out that? What if it do work out? Then what? You gonna be happy, right? You can't say you want to win, but then you scared to lose. What kind of sense does that make? If you put your head down and lock in on the vision, how could you not win? Only thing that's gonna cause you to lose is your mentality.
The person you can control. People are not who you want them to be. Kill your idols. Sure, there are things we can learn from people, but people aren't going to be what you think they are, what they should be. Because you can't control other people. You can't make them what you want them to be. You can't make them who you want them to be. The only person you can control is you. So focus on making yourself who you want to be.
You guys need to understand what you don't have to do. All right? You don't have to work hard. You don't have to eat right. You don't have to sleep right. You don't have to do more than what's required of you. You don't have to be a good teammate. You don't have to be a good leader. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. But you also don't have to win. You don't have to be a success in life. So the greatest things in life take sacrifice and discipline. And that's why so few people achieve great things. Because they don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to discipline for something greater. So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to? It's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them. That's the truth. So don't get mad later when you create your whole storm and then it starts raining on you. Surround yourself with dreamers and doers, the believers and thinkers. But most of all, surround yourself with those who see the greatness within people when they don't see it in themselves.
Nothing in life is promised except death. If you have the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's passed.
Faster, stronger, smarter, more humble, less ego. Discipline your body. Free your mind. Get up early and go. Get after it, and you will become the person you want to be. And you become that person through one small decision at a time.
If the game will break, go against you. Don't let up, put on more steam. If the game will break, goes against you. Don't let up, put on more steam. In life, with your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, the things that you seek to do, the things that you aspire to do, the things that you want to accomplish. Never forget, first and foremost, how brilliant you are. Never forget the people that played a part in you getting in this position. Never forget what you're made out of. But on the road to success, on the road to accomplishment, on the road to evolving and development, if the game of break goes against you in life, the only favor I ask of you, because in life, people don't burn out, people don't quit, and people don't underachieve because of what they do. People burn out, people quit, and people underachieve because life makes them forget why they do it. And so the only favor I ask of you, if the game or break of life goes, don't let up. Put on more steam.
When you are struggling and you start thinking about giving up, I want you to remember, and that is the power of hope. The belief that something better is always possible if you're willing to work for it and fight for it. It is our fundamental belief in the power of hope that has allowed us to rise above the voices of doubt and division, of anger and fear that we have faced in our own lives. Our hope that if we work hard enough and believe in ourselves, then we can be whatever we dream
regardless of the limitations that others may place on us. The hope that when people see us for who we truly are, maybe, just maybe, they too will be inspired to rise to their best possible selves.
Your life is before you. You fill these pages with your hopes, with your passion, with your dreams. You write. You write the greatest story ever told.
You cannot run to Dias. He always finds you. Only way to beat it is look at him eye to eye and make him your. Mindset's the only thing that gets you through hard times.
When you make the decision to do what you want to do with your life, just know this. Because the family and the friends in your life do not share your vision. But know this. Only those that can see the invisible can do the impossible.
When it all boils down to what it is,
mano y mano. And if you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm gonna destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on faith. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat. We don't run. Every man must search his own soul. You don't judge a person by where they stand in times of comfort and convenience. You judge them by where they stand in times of challenge and controversy. And if you ain't woke, like when you woke for something, it give you a different type of attachment to it. The harder you woke, the harder it is to surrender. That's why cats can give up so easy. They ain't got nothing invested. Like when a cat been sacrificed for something, well, you gonna have a cold day in hell before you take it from them.
So tonight, the question that I ask you is what things in your life are you going to give a funeral to? What things in your life have to die? What things in your life have been keeping you from seeing the greatest version of yourself, have been keeping you from knowing your worth, have been keeping you from seeing how special you are? Have been keeping you to live in depression, have been keeping you to live in pain? What things are you allowing to live in your life that need to be dead? Because the truth of the matter is, and I'm not trying to put fear in your heart, but I'm putting reality on your mind. The truth of the matter is, we're all gonna die. But the truth of that is, not all of us are gonna live.
It might be April where you are, and you're expecting nice weather as well as 20 degrees. So, you might be somewhere where it's too hot. So, you might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder. So, the struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get hard. No one cares what you did yesterday. It only matters doing today. I'm a cheerleader for those who wanna be better, not for those who wanna stay the same.
But we're so stuck in this comfort zone, and the comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. We're so stuck where it's convenient. We're so stuck in this ritual where it feels good. And so if God tries to shake us up a little bit, the problem always happens before the miracle. The lessons always come before the blessing.
How bad do you want your goal right now? I think there's a lot of people in the world today, because it's a really niche thing to talk about. I want this, this is my outcome, this is my goal. Like, how bad do you want? Do you want it as bad as breathing? Do you want it as bad as anything you ever wanted in your life? And if you calibrate it at the highest enough levels, what I found is the people that are the hungriest, they find a way.
You choose to stay comfort. You choose comfort, you choose to stay comfortable. You choose to stay in a place that you know your life shouldn't be at anymore. Some of us, we've been living in the same place for the last decade, for the last 15 years, for the last 5 years. And we've been keeping ourselves in a place that has done no good for our life. Some of us need to give that funeral to the environments in our life. As you know, what you surround your life around is what you will become.
And when you go through something, you're gonna learn some lessons, but it's not always easy to extract lessons from a bad situation.
To me, every day is a beginning, a new day, a new week, a new shot at life. An opportunity to come out of the gate like a man possessed and attack the day without mercy. Today, I'm taking scalps. I'm putting the pressure on. I'm the aggressor. I'm on the attack. And of course, I will get tired. I will get beat up. I'll get knocked down and drained, and I will have some bad days. But I will not stop.
When you know why you want something, when it's desperation, the power of being desperate is something that most people avoid. They think desperation is a weakness. And I'm here to tell you, desperation is one of the most powerful emotions you could possibly possess, because when you're desperate, you find reserves and reservoirs of ideas, talents, and a strength that you don't know you have when you find yourself in a desperate situation. So the number one thing we need more than anything to win is hunger, which comes from a state of desperation. Yet we're constantly trying to comfort ourselves in the real world to avoid the state of being desperate.
And so I love the process. I love it. I love working for what I want. I love the sacrifice. I love the dedication. I love the commitment. I love that. Everybody wants the prize. Nobody wants the process. Everybody wants to be a diamond. Nobody is willing to get cut. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die. And I'm saying to you, whatever you got to do, do it. Because if you don't, life is going to whoop you until you surrender. So if it's hard, then do it hard.
These are not tears of sorrow. These are tears of joy, because the thing I understand, the only thing I need you to do is deal with it in the right way. And watch what God not only does in your life, watch what God does in everybody's life that's connected to you. And the thing about every storm has an expiration date.
So when I don't see the point and I feel like my life is being dismantled, could it be that God's preparation comes packaged as pain? And maybe if you could see it that way, it wouldn't take the pain away, but it would give the pain a purpose. If you could see what you've been calling a failure really wasn't a failure, it was a foundation.
Your eyes are the window to your soul, a belief, inspiration, the willpower. And just like when you put something in your mouth and you chew it, it can either enhance the physique of yourself or be a demise depending on what you're eating. The same goes true with what you see. There's a visual diet out there that's good and bad. There's negative energy if you look at it and you focus on, you allow that come in, it'd be a demise of your real power. The demise of your self-confidence, what you can be and what you believe in. You focus on the negative so much, you start to believe that negative should exist in you. That's a negative, unhealthy diet.
Failure is not an option. You can't even let it sink into your brain, until not even a second. You have to know that this thing is going to work. Come hell or high water, whatever it is that I set out to do, it may not happen in 6 months, it may not happen in a year, it may not happen in 2 years, but at some point, my dream is going to become a reality.
I don't care how good you are in anything, you don't have discipline, you ain't nobody. You're nothing without discipline, because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline. Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
And just because we're going through a hard time, we have a setback, that's not a part of the journey. I'm gonna tell you right now, God will allow things to happen in your life to grow different things in your life. So a lot of us, we going through a time right now in our life, you're like, man, God don't love me, man. Life ain't fair, man. Everybody else getting blessed and everybody else having the right things in their life and everybody else is going through everything, they're happy, they joy. And I'm in this moment, let me tell you something. When you look back on your path, it's the moments that were difficult that built your strongest faith.
When the alarm sounds, it's time. Rise. Despite fatigue and soreness, curse the warmth from the bed. Curse the comfort of the pillow. Fight the temptation of weakness. Get up and go.
You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I fail. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you.
This is yours. You're the captain. You're the master. You're the foreman. You're the general. You're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody.
Everything is going wrong, right? It seems as if the wall is falling down. It seems as if, man, don't nothing work. Oftentimes, there was decisions and choices made far prior to that moment that's contributing to that moment seeming as if the walls are falling down. And so when you look at shortcuts in different areas and aspects of life, I always think to the point of, like, man, you know that's an illusion, right? You know it's an illusion. You know sooner than later you're going to end up in a dead end. You know sooner than later you're going to get to a point in space and place in your life to where when it doesn't work, it's going to be hard to turn that finger back. Like when you point and you blame a person, it's going to be hard to turn that thing back and say, nah, this me.
It was the hardest times that built your strongest strength. It was the hardest times that built the endurance in your life. It was the hardest times that built your belief. So you might be in a season right now where the world is trying to lie to you. The world is trying to tell you that your life is over. The world is trying to tell you that you ain't special. The world is trying to tell you that you ain't got no worth, that you ain't got no value. The world is trying to tell you that better days aren't ahead for your life. The world is trying to tell you that nobody else will love you, care about you. The world will tell you that your dreams are over. And I'm going to tell you, it's a lot easier to believe those things when you look at your circumstances. But I tell you all the time, and I want to tell you right now, you can't trust your circumstances. You got to trust your faith.
I love fear. The reason why? Behind every fear is a person you want to be. Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. It's an intangible. If you face your fears, guys, you will realize it's not that big. And once you face it, you go, oh my God, man, I spent all this time running from it. It was so small. If I just faced it, my God, not only did I face it, I beat it back. Energy is never lost, transferred. That negative energy, that fear, it's destroyed. It comes back in its confidence. What else am I capable of? What else am I holding my back from that I'm capable of more? What am I running from I don't need to? What else can I overcome?
Push through tough times, I'm sure many of them. But as you push through those, you become more. As you become more, something magical happens. You don't just grow. You expand in your spirit and your soul and your capacity and your skill. And all of a sudden, fear becomes less and less a part of you.
Do not reason with weakness. You cannot. You must only take action. Get up and go.
The thing that you'll resent isn't whether or not you make it. The thing that you'll resent is, now that you know you can, will you actually try?
You find a fear, the quickest, the easiest way you can beat it is initially, right when it comes in. If you allow it to sit, it will grow root. and start breaking you down, destroying the potential of the person you can be. Again, the champions, guys. It's not their potential, it's not their genetics. It's their perseverance to always show up, always willing to fail, as in failure, that's part of success. Success is not, you know, a marathon of life with just ups. Success is formulated through failures, through facing your fears, through falling down and getting back up. That's what creates the champion.
Whatever you've done up to this point, all that it really is a duplication, it's a reproduction of what you believe subconsciously that you deserve and what's possible for your life. Operate out of your imagination, not your memory.
I don't know everything. I have not accomplished everything. I'm not where I want to be. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still trying to get better. You've got to position yourself and stop pouting. Stop crying. Stop looking at what other people are getting and look at what they're doing. And if you start doing it, you'll start getting it. You don't get out of life what you want. You get out of life what you earn.
Stand up. Go forward. Go out in a blaze of glory, fighting with everything you've got, every bead of sweat, every drop of blood until your last breath.
Everything is happening to you as God is processing. Every difficult moment you're having, He just processing you. That's all He doing. Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. And if you need to be tough when you get to where you're going, then He gonna toughen you. If you gotta be more caring along the way, He gonna let you have some trials come your way that's gonna have to produce that in you.
When you making these moves, when you going to work, when you executing these dreams, you doing this for your life. And it ain't nothing more valuable than that. So have your heart when it's time to accept those challenges, because stepping out on your own, everybody gonna challenge you.
Stop needing a trip. Stop needing somebody to give you a sticker on your head. Stop needing to hear you an honest too. And do it for the part of who you are. Do it because you can. Get on hate because you can. I don't care what your friends are doing.
So I leave you with this. There's no black or brown. There's no difference. You are excellent. Now stop playing small. You are excellent. Stop playing small. You are excellent. Stop taking the hand that they dealt you.
When you come to a place in your life where you have to make a choice, and I think this is actually true of every choice we ever make, but it's more evident when the choice is more weighty, let's say. As the choices that lay themselves out now in front of you are weighty, you aim up or down. And there is always an agent of temptation at every choice point enticing you to aim down. Who are you becoming? So I think in the context of becoming, it's like we're always becoming, we're always on our way to becoming something. Are you becoming a better version of yourself, or are you becoming somebody who is moving away from, you know, what I would characterize as your true essence, investing our energy in how we're conducting ourselves or relating to the world or responding or reacting to the world around us.
Your brain spends most of its time trying to make sure you don't notice, because you'll go crazy if you notice everything. But when you decide what's most important to you, your brain goes after it. If you don't know exactly what you want, or you let yourself get beyond that with something general, you're not going to achieve it. Clarity is power. The more clear you are about exactly what it is you want, the more your brain knows how to get there.
Deep down inside, I believe most people on the planet are heartbroken. Why? Because they have betrayed the visions, ambitions, values, mission, in their heart. They have betrayed their talent by buying into mass hypnosis that the world has sold them. Most people, their misery is derived by their inability to sit quietly in a room by themselves.
But really, if we're all responsible for everything in our lives, then there's no one to blame. All is in perfect divine right order. And we are all doing our best according to the understanding, awareness, and knowledge that we have. Our point of power is always in the present moment. We create our future by our thoughts and actions of today. And we can know that no person, no place, and no thing has any power over us. We create all our situations and all our circumstances by our thinking, feeling patterns. And then we usually give away our power by blaming others when things do not go the way we want.
Having faith is a form of courage. You know, if you're hurt by life, and you will be, it's understandable that you might react in a nihilistic and hopeless fashion and become anxious and depressed and cynical and bitter and all of that. That's a bad pathway. And I think part of what helps you through that is faith. And part of that faith is that it's incumbent upon you and actually in your best interest and everyone else's to maintain faith in the fundamental goodness of existence, including your own, despite the evidence to the contrary. Faith is the courage to not take that path despite the evidence that that might be justified.
Play at Edison. You can't play at Misty Copeland. You can't play at world class unless you bring yourself away from the world and do the practice, do the training, do the thinking. You have flow within you. You have genius within you. Most of us are so distracted, they're so overstimulated that they don't create the silent spaces where their genius can present themselves.
Instead of going backward, instead of decay, get stronger, get better, grow and learn and develop and live. Live in defiance of the weakness and in rebellion against the decay. Fight them as they creep in with their offers of instant gratification and immediate rewards. Fight them for every inch they try to take. Do not surrender any ground ever. Hold the line.
You do what it is you're supposed to. You're supposed to build something. You're supposed to create something. I don't know how to do it. Learn. Do whatever is required. It's you. It's on you. You got to make that happen. Nobody's going to bring it to you on a silver platter and say, here's your dream manifested. No, it's hard. Yes, it's hard. It's difficult. Yes, right. And it's worth it.